AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Nebraska legislature voted to advance a contentious bill that would ban gender-affirming care for minors, despite threats from two lawmakers that they would filibuster for the rest of the session. Kathleen Kauth is a Republican legislator.
We've done polling that shows 2-1 Nebraskans support this. They want to do things to protect children and make sure that these kinds of things are not done before a kid is really, really ready to understand the ramifications.
The Nebraska bill is among roughly 150 targeting transgender people in the state this year. Track and field banned transgender athletes from international competition. The World Athletics Council adopted the same rules as swimming did last year. The Pentagon says its proposed budget will help the U.S. get ready for a possible confrontation with China. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Amid a growing alliance between China and Russia, including President Xi Jinping's visit to Moscow this week, the Pentagon says Chinese actions are concerning.
Moving it down the path towards confrontation and potential conflict with its neighbors, and possibly the United States.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told a House panel the Pentagon's $842 billion spending pitch would help ensure the U.S. can deter China if needed by boosting capabilities in the Pacific and modernizing the force worldwide.
Preparation for war and deterring war is extraordinarily expensive, but it's not as expensive as fighting a war.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
A woman from Pennsylvania linked to a far-right extremist movement has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for storming the Capitol and invading then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office with other rioters. A prosecutor says a hostage rescue in Houston, in which one person was shot and killed, first began days ago when three migrants were kidnapped from a vehicle in a neighboring county. Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 75 points. This is AP News. Unions in Germany are calling for workers to go on strike Monday.
The one-day transport strike is expected to bring widespread disruption to planes, trains, and local transit. The announced strikes come as employees in many sectors have been seeking hefty raises to reflect persistently high inflation. Germany's annual inflation rate in February was 8.7%. One union, EBG, is calling for 230,000 workers at Germany's main railway operator, Deutsche Bahn, to go on strike. Deutsche Bahn's head of personnel called the EBG strike announcement completely excessive, unnecessary, and disproportionate. I'm Karen Chamas.
Unions in France are calling for new nationwide protests next week, which will coincide with King Charles' planned visit to France after more than a million people demonstrated throughout the country against unpopular pension reforms. The Eiffel Tower and Versailles Palace were closed today because of the strikes. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.